The further understanding of the assassination of John F. Kennedy should be considerably advised by primary sources. There's so much written about the assassination that entire books are composed of commentary on commentary. This author doesn't like how that author authored. This can be mitigated by looking at first-hand, sworn, eyewitness, professional, medical, and law enforcement testimony and documentation. We can start with debunking an example of the Mandela effect, that according to the U.S. government, Oswald was a lone nut, the provable single gunman with zero connections to outside agencies. This propagandized simple story directly contradicts the conclusions of the governmental investigation by the 1976 House Select Committee on Assassinations, or HSCA. This final investigation was put together following the Church Committee of 1975, which revealed that U.S. intelligence agencies were acting in bad faith, abusing their privileges, experimenting on U.S. citizens, interfering with foreign democracies, assassinating foreign leaders, and misleading and outright lying to the American president, the American government and its regulatory agencies, and the American people. The HSCA concluded that the JFK assassination was likely the result of a conspiracy, that two or more people likely worked together to murder President Kennedy, that there were likely two or more gunmen, and that they could not identify the second gunman, nor the extent of the conspiracy they believe occurred based on the evidence. Those are the recorded conclusions of the final official governmental investigation into the 1963 JFK assassination, the full report of which is available in the National Archives and can be found as easily as the Warren, Rockefeller, or other commission reports. Conspiracy is not a pejorative term. It is a legal term that describes people working together to carry out a plan, usually a harmful plan. Beginning with the conclusion that the likelihood is clear and has been recorded by elected U.S. representatives and delegates for decades that more than one person conspired to murder the sitting American president in 1963, the abundance of inconsistencies and falsehoods in earlier stories fabricated around Lee Harvey Oswald and President Kennedy are more comfortably dispelled or revealed by public and declassified primary testimony and documentation. Single bullet theory. Connolly and his wife testify they had time to turn around during the moments between Kennedy being shot and Connolly being shot. These moments are captured on video. One gunman? People on the streets heard shots coming from other directions. Ruby and Oswald. Strangers. The Oswald assassination impossible to predict. Except for an eyewitness to the two meeting several times at a club she worked at, plus the FBI and Dallas Police Department receiving a warning that Oswald would be assassinated. Oswald was a dull-witted lone nut. The U.S. Marine radar operator, fluent in Russian, affiliated with Cuba, Russia, and the U.S. CIA? The inconsistencies broadly began with the witnesses and testimonies kept out of the Warren Report, but are most salient in the summarized findings of the Warren Commission, the first official investigation into the death of JFK. That the unremarkable Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone and without a motive or ties to any government or intelligence agencies, assassinated the U.S. president on November 22, 1963, from the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository with three inconsistent shots from a Carcano rifle, accomplished by himself dependent on the second shot having hit both Kennedy and Governor Connolly seated in front of the president. Afterwards, the mobster, Jack Ruby, also acting entirely alone and without a motive and unaffiliated to any agencies or governments, killed Oswald in police custody. The overwhelming pieces that make up this first theory are directly contradicted by primary witnesses, scientific investigators, and medical examiners ignored or omitted from the record, and actual Warren commissioners themselves. The fact that the commissioner signed the report and then publicly denounced the documents they signed should cast doubt onto the popular version of the assassination from the first glance. The seven official commissioners of the Warren Commission are Earl Warren, Richard Russell Jr., John Sherman Cooper, Hale Boggs, Gerald Ford, Alan Dulles, and John J. McCloy. Boggs did not like or trust the U.S. intelligence community, but publicly agreed with his signed statements and Warren findings. Gerald Ford, according to the French president at the time, privately admitted that the assassination was the work of more than one person. And later, Ford himself publicly admitted to changing information in the Warren report concerning the location of Kennedy's bullet wound in the back, from, quote, below his shoulders, end quote, to, quote, back of his neck, end quote. Russell and Cooper both publicly stated that the official story they signed, alleging that the same bullet hit Kennedy and Connolly, didn't make any sense. Russell said, quote, the commission believes that the same bullet that hit Kennedy hit Connolly. Well, I don't believe it, end quote. Writing about the magic bullet, Cooper said, quote, it seems to me that Governor Connolly's statement negates such a conclusion, end quote. Without the magic bullet, a second gunman firing different types of ammunition corroborates the ballistics, victim, and witness testimony of that day. The assenting commissioners were Warren, McCloy, and Dulles. Warren was the figurehead of the commission who kept Marina Oswald's testimony a secret, interviewed Jacqueline Kennedy alone, and reviewed the autopsy photos alone. Alan Dulles was the director of the CIA, fired by Kennedy following the failed Bay of Pigs invasion, connected with a number of coup d'etats and CIA assassination conspiracies utilizing the American mafia that Dulles and his replacement, McCone, did not disclose to the Warren Commission. Although initially disagreeing that Oswald acted alone, McCloy was personal friends with Alan Dulles and was convinced by Dulles to publicly state that Oswald acted alone. That Oswald was unremarkable and a dimwit or a nut is not corroborated by his job, his lucrative 2.5-year stay in Russia, people who knew him, or his fluent Russian. The rifle claimed to belong to Oswald fired shells with full metal jackets that do not break apart. Minute bullet fragments were found throughout Kennedy and Connolly's wounds. Rose Sheremy, a witness and self-declared conspirator in the assassination, stated four law enforcement officials and hospital staff on November 20th, 21st, and 22nd, beginning 2 days before the assassination, that she was part of a plot to assassinate President Kennedy in Dallas. Many of the released photographs of a brain supposed to belong to President Kennedy do not match eyewitness, medical, and intelligence testimonies of the condition of his brain post-assassination, or the testimony of the photographer himself. CE-399, the magic bullet on record that supposedly struck Kennedy and Connolly, has no recorded chain of custody, and the Secret Service agent who turned it in says that CE-399 doesn't look anything like the bullet that he found. There were two unsuccessful assassination attempts in Chicago, one identical to Dallas, that happened just a month before the one that was unfortunately pulled off in Dallas. We don't need to vilify some imagined group of sunken-eyed, mustache-twirling villains to find the problems with the popular conclusions of this assassination. We just need to read the facts of the case and listen to the credible witnesses. The popular narrative of the Kennedy assassination is untenable, lacking a solid foundation. Many documents are still classified, the full story unknown, but with information that has been declassified, testimonies and files being re-examined, and a practical fact-based approach, we can better understand what was happening at the time. We can at least separate the wheat from the chaff. There is value in a more complete story, one that validates and reflects the complexity of the world around us. Patiently and objectively putting together the plain facts of a story is as important as a critical eye. Any whole is made up of discrete parts. Plus, the actual police reports, the primary case documents from intelligence agencies, the interviews of the emergency room doctors, the scientific and ballistic studies, and the unaltered first-hand witness testimonies, they make for one hell of a read.